And that's the thing I love about, you know, expressing yourself to God, is that expressing yourself to God is different than expressing yourself to people, or more specifically, church folk. Because with church folk, you got to keep it religious. You know, you can't keep it real, because most church folk are not comfortable with real. They're not comfortable. I've discovered that people are not comfortable with you keeping it real about you, because somehow they feel like it's exposing something they're hiding about them. And most people are not mature enough to deal with your realness, you know, just keeping it raw. And in the hood, they will say keeping it gutter. Just give it to me like it is. Jesus kept it real. And he expressed, he got that pressure that was on him out. And of course, you know, he said, I don't want this. I don't want this. That's what Jesus said. If you want to paraphrase it, I don't want this. This is too much. Listen to this statement. Sometimes the only hope of sanity is to say something. Sometimes the only hope of sanity, to hold on to your sanity, sometimes the only hope is to say something. You keeping that stuff in, you trying to impress these people, you trying to make sure these people are comfortable, and at the same time, you're imploding. You're self-destructing from the inside because you got all of this stuff in. And you know, I'm a black man, clearly, and coming from the black experience, I don't know about other ethnicities, but in the black experience, we don't want, especially in the deep South, we don't believe in no counseling. We don't believe in no therapists. We don't believe in no psychologists. We believe that you just pray about it and it's going to be all right. Baby, there's some things that you should pray about everything, but there's some things you got to do next to that prayer, and you got to find somewhere to vent that stuff. You gotta find, you know, people think I'm weird because if you come to one of my meetings, you know, Queenology or wherever, I talk about my testimony. I talk about where I come from, what I've gone through, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And sometimes people get a little uncomfortable with a so-called leader. Don't call me a religious leader or whatever. Y'all won't call me. Get uncomfortable with somebody being so real about the negatives of their life. But what people don't understand is, when I talk about it, it's my personal therapy. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15 and 11. He says, it repenteth me. God is talking here. He says, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king. He's talking to his prophet Samuel about King Saul, who Samuel loved. He says, for he has turned back from following me and hath not performed my commandments. And watch this. The word of the Lord grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. Religion makes us feel that faith is being quiet while you're suffering. That if I cry out, if I express, if I give voice to what I'm feeling, that somehow my faith is diminished. And that somehow I don't trust God. Or that somehow, because of that, my spiritual stature is less than yours. Religion makes us feel that faith is being quiet while suffering. When you read through the scriptures of the prophets, they all had to cry out to God. They had nobody else to talk to. Because there's a healing that happens when we vent. So Jesus, Vince, expresses himself to the only one that could help, and that was the Father. And while, you know, we get hung up on who should have been there, who wasn't there, you know, I get it. But the reality is, when you cry out to the Heavenly Father, he's the only one that can really help. You know, when you start having heart and soul issues, the only one that can really minister to your soul or mend your heart is God. And I know some of you have been made to feel that, you know, because you don't go to church or because you maybe you're not living the best life according to the moral compass, that somehow God won't hear you. That's a lie. God loves you, man, just like you are. You got yourself in a mess, and all God is waiting on is for you to come back to him and open your mouth and just, you know, you don't need no religious talk. Just tell him how you feel. Tell him exactly like it is. And you'll be amazed at how the Spirit of God will move into that room right where you are. Let me not say that. Psalm 18, 5 and 6 says, the sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. When you cry out to God, he hears you. But you got to vent that thing. And I think psychologists and counselors and therapists will agree with this, what I'm getting ready to say now. You can lock up in your car and just talk. Just give voice to the stuff you feeling. And by the time you get out of your car at your job, you feel like 1,000 pounds have lifted off of your shoulders. You just need to get that stuff out. You just need to get that stuff out. Okay, number three, I've taken too long. Number one, you got to accept that people are not always equipped to go through it with you. So when people don't show up for your season of, you know, whatever, being overwhelmed, don't trip about that. Number two, give voice to the pressure. Number three, submit to the sovereign will of God. Jesus says, I don't want this. This is not what I want. I don't want this. Can you take this away from me? But then he immediately says, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. You must submit to the sovereign will of God. Because we all have, listen to this, we all have to remember that God's will must be done. Never position yourself in a position or place that might challenge the sovereignty of God. So ultimately, I have to understand this, that my life is really not my call. And that there's some things that God allows and I have to accept. The death of my father was that kind of situation. I had to submit to the sovereign will of God. My father was, you know, it was my Superman. He's my hero. You know, and even at that point, I was in my late 40s. I felt like a little child that lost all of his protection, really. And I didn't know how I was going to make it, but I had to submit to the sovereign will of God. Katrina, and I'm from New Orleans. When Katrina hit New Orleans, it wiped out everything, man. 18 years of building a ministry, gone. Most of those people I've never seen again. 18 years of building that. Had to start over from zero in midlife. 40 years old, had to start over again. And for the longest, I couldn't process it. And then finally, after I guess about almost had a nervous breakdown, I actually think I did. I think God just brought me back from it. But after about 4 or 5 years, maybe even more, after Katrina, I finally accepted. This is the sovereign will of God. I can't change this. So I have to accept my new normal. A major step in pulling out of this season is accepting the sovereign will of God. Some of you are in this place where you're stuck at some relationship where a person is gone. They're gone. And you praying for God to bring them back, change their mind. It's not going to happen. You have to, in that case, you have to accept the sovereign will of God, and you have to accept the will of that individual. They're gone, and they probably need to be gone. It's time for you to move on. Isaiah 46, 9 and 10 says, remember the former things of old. For I am God and there's none else. I am God and there's none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. At the end of the day, God is going to accomplish what he wants to accomplish, whether you and I like it or not. And anything God allows into your life is really, sometimes it seems like a stumbling block, but it is probably more of a stepping stone to the next level. But you got to learn to submit to the sovereign will of God. You know, you got to learn to submit to it. You know, like my life right now, for instance, by nature, you know, if you all follow me, you know, I travel a lot. I love what I do, but I hate traveling. I hate flying. I love meeting people. I love going places, but I hate traveling. I do. And by nature, I am a one location pastor. By nature, that's who I am. I'm a homebody. I like being in my one spot with my wife. And that's by nature, that's who I am. And so now my life is situated where I'm overseeing, well, I'm pastoring three churches, two in New Orleans, one in Houston. And even today, you know, my services have to be extremely well timed, and I can't do all the stuff I would like to do. So I get in and I do what I do, and other people step in and do the other parts. I went and I did my 8 a.m. service. I got out of there in time. They rushed me to East New Orleans. I did my 9 a.m. service. I was finishing on time. I was heading to the airport to catch the plane to get to Houston, Texas, to do my 11 a.m. service in Houston. And while I'm finishing my sermon, they put a note on the desk and the pilot says, we can't use the plane. The belt is broken. There's a belt broken on the engine. And there was a time I would have had a meltdown. But now at this stage, I've learned to just submit to the sovereign will of God. But that what I just described to you, that is not my preference. That's not the way I want to live my life. But when I woke up one day and realized that this is what God has brought me into, that I'm supposed to be in all of these places, and then I'm supposed to travel abroad and all over the nation teaching this message that God has given me, which keeps me in the air. When I sat back and I relaxed and I said, okay, God, I submit. You know what happened? All of the stress of this life and the way I'm living it now left. Now I have a grace for it. I get on the airplanes and I sit back and I chill. I put my music on. I went to Austin Friday. I got there Friday about 1 o'clock or so. I ministered. I got back to the airport, back on the plane for 10:30. I arrived back in New Orleans for midnight. Got home about 12:30, 12:45, woke up the next morning for church and just chilling because I submitted to the sovereign will of God. I accepted the fact that my life is not my own. So now what God has called me to in this season no longer stresses me out because I just kind of roll with it. And so Jesus says, not my will, but thine be done. And he submitted to the sovereign will of the Father. Now, let me close this because I'm over a half hour. And now this is the thing I want y'all to see right here. The Bible says when Jesus said, not my will, but thine be done, the Father sent an angel to strengthen him. Number four. You got to trust God for his strength. When you submit, when you let go of people, and you give, you vent, you know, your truest emotions and feelings, and you yet submit to the sovereign will of God for your life, the Lord will send an angel to strengthen you. So Jesus was ultimately strengthened for the journey that God ordained for his life. When he submitted to the sovereign will of God, God sent an angel to strengthen him. Look what the Bible says in Psalm 31, 24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. See, there's some things that, and I need you to hear this. There are some things that you're not going to be able to do by your own strength and by your own power. There's some things, even some of you, that are, you know, disenchanted with the church, and I get it, with a whole lot of this crazy stuff that's going on in church today, I get it. But baby, don't let your disgust with people in church separate that from your relationship with God, because there's going to be a lot of stuff in your life that you're not going to be able to muscle up, man up, and press your way through. You're going to have the supernatural aid of God to be able to process and deal with some of this stuff. You're going to have the strength of God. And whenever you submit to the sovereign will of God, no matter how, you know, the world seems to just be spinning around you, you submit to that sovereign will of God, and you say, God, not my will, but yours be done. The Lord will supernaturally strengthen you. And my prayer for you today is that the Spirit of God will take those of you who've been feeling like you're on the edge. You've been feeling like you're on the edge. In fact, you know you've been on the edge, and you've been trying to figure out what to do. My prayer for you today is that you will just submit to the sovereign will of God in this situation. And as you submit to the sovereign will of God, accept what God allows, in other words, God will supernaturally send his strength into your life. And you will be able to endure and overcome every test and every obstacle. I feel the presence of God. I know this is not church, but I feel the presence of God moving on your behalf right now. The Bible says in Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That's God's promise to you. So though you may feel like you're overwhelmed and it may be too much for you, it's not too much for your Father. And so I just stopped by this Sunday afternoon, to say to you, lift your head up. Your help is nigh. I love you. I love you. And I pray that you would have a tremendous week this week. That's my prayer for you. That God will just show you marvelous and supernatural things. Those of you that are anywhere around Orlando, well, any part of the country, really, we're having what may be our last Queenology event this year. Looking at my calendar, I don't know how many more I would be able to get in. It's happening August the 30th and the 31st in Orlando, Florida. And I think that there are seats left. You can go to rcblakes.com if you're interested in attending Queenology in Orlando, Florida, the end of this month. It's going to be amazing. We had a great time in Philly a few weeks ago, and I'm looking forward to meeting everybody in Orlando. rcblakes.com. In fact, go to my website, sign up for my mailing list, and check out my live events, and you'll see where my events are going to be and where, you know, other people's events that I'll be going to, because I'm going to a few places before the year ends, and I'd love to meet you. Also, if this is your kind of thing and you've not subscribed to my channel, why don't you do that today? Join the family, man. This is what we do. And if you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to us at PastorRCBlakes@gmail.com, Lisa or myself. And don't forget to stop by Amazon and check out some of my books that I've written. I love you. I thank God for you. And I just wanted to talk to you today. And I hope that this has resonated with you. And until next time, I'm R.C. Blake saying to you, you're on top and you're going higher. God has more in store for you. So guess what? I'll see you at the top. God bless you. Until next time. Have a good one now.
Thank you for listening today. If you would like more information or for other resources, please visit us on the web at rcblakes.com.